So we got to the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the last three lines. The Gemara says Gufa, recording something we saw the other day, that Amar Rabin Bar Shmuel Mishmei De Shmuel Hamocher Sade LeChaveiro Shlo BeAchrayos Ein Meid Lo Aleha. Person sells property to his friend and doesn't want any responsibility. I'm selling you the property, and now Achrayos on me. I cannot testify that you're the owner, because by me putting the property in your possession, now that just makes it available for the bank to go ahead and collect it from you. That benefits for me. They're not going to chase after me, the fact that's in your possession. So Gemara says, wait a second, does this halacha really make sense? Heichi dami, what exactly is the circumstances surrounding this case? If I have other property, I sold you this property, but I got another property, so then, the bank's going to chase after my other land. So by me testifying that you own my land I just sold to you, that doesn't help me. That's not no gebedis, and I should be able to be made all of. Now, if I don't have any other land, why do I care? If they take your land or someone else's land, they're going to take that land. I don't care whether you have it or you don't have it. It doesn't affect me in any way. So the Gemara says it must be a case, liolam dileslei arachrisi. I don't have any other land. And the final land that I have, that final property, I sold to you. So why do I care if they take your property? I've got nothing. They're not taking anything from me. So the Amar...
You're not
the
Gebedaver anymore.
Yeah, I'm not the Gebedaver. They're taking your property. I have no money. I'm not losing anything. I don't have to pay back anything. It's a lo brachrayos. So let me testify. So the Amar lo nicha de leheve lo verash of lo yishalim. I don't want to be called a bad borrower. I borrowed money from you.
Name.
I didn't pay you back. I gave you land as payment, and they took the land away from you. That's going to give me a bad shame, and that's what I don't want. It's because of that. So the Gemara says, but so in the end of the day, legave idach nami lover rasha of lo yishalim. So wait a second. So now, if I try to testify that you have the property, and then that guy says it's his property, so I have nothing to pay you back. So you're going to be upset at me. So now I testify that it's your property and you have it. Now the bank's going to take the land away from you. So either way, you're going to be mad at me, whether it goes to Yehuda, because I don't testify it's yours, or whether you give it to you, but the bank takes it away from you. Either way, you're losing the land. You're going to be upset at me regardless. So the Gemara says, no. I sold it to you without a chrayos. Meaning, if I sold you someone else's land, so then you're upset at me. I'm a lover of Russia. I had no money to pay back. If I give you the land, I sell you, give you the land, and then I sell you the land, and then it's taken away from you, so then you're not going to be upset at me because you were well aware. That's why I said to you, I'll sell it to you without a chrayos. I'm not taking responsibility. You were willing to enter into such a risky deal. That's your fault. But I did my part. I sold you the land. I gave you land that was mine. So since I don't want that reputation, if I try to testify that this is your land, and the reason why I'm doing that is because if it's not your land, someone else gets it, then you're going to call me a lover rush of lo yishalim. I don't want that bad name, so I'm not allowed to testify because I'm protecting my name. That's considered nogea be'edus. Now, what the Yad Ramah learned from here is that we see that nogea be'edus applies even if it's not monetary. That normally nogea be'edus means I've got skin in the game of some financial benefit. But this case, there's no financial benefit at all, just about protecting my name, yet we still see that there's a psul of nogea be'edus. I'm still not, but it's not nogea be'mamun. So, yeah, that's what he says. But the Maharit, one of the Achronim, he argues and says, no, even this case is monetary. When it comes to Negius, when
then
not...
No one wants to do business with you anymore.
Exactly. It's going to affect me in general about doing business, so it does have a monetary effect. And as opposed to, if there's any Negius that has nothing to do with money, then I would not be considered Nogei Be'edus. If it's about my reputation that doesn't affect me financially, that's not Nogei Be'edus, and I am allowed to testify. So that's a very important machlokas between the Adam Rab and the Maharit. Okay, now, fine, the Gemara goes weiter now. The Gemara says, Machriz, Rava, Rava, Visei, Merapapa, one of them made an announcement as follows. Desalkin le'elava denan chalatasa. Those who go up there to Israel, those who are coming down to Bavel, he's making it just a global statement. Everyone, no matter where you live and where you're going, has to hear the following halacha. Hai bar Yisrael, dezavin le'chamer le'Yisrael. A Jew who sells another Jew chamra. Now chamra sometimes is a donkey, sometimes it's wine. Here Rashbam says it's a chamor. I sell a donkey to this guy. And we'll see in a second why it has to be a donkey. And the ka'asi akum, the onislei, mine. Now an akum comes along and tries to take the donkey. I just sold you a donkey. Takes the donkey away from you. So what do I have to do? I sold my donkey and I'm out of the picture. Says Rava, you have to know the din that dinahu, the appropriate thing is demaf sile mine. I should intervene and deal with the akum, and you don't have to deal with it. It's my issue. He's coming because he thinks this donkey is his, so I need to deal with him and protect your donkey that I just sold to you. Velo amrin elosheinu makir ba shehich bas chamor. It's only true of you, the lokeach, didn't recognize it as being my donkey ever. But aval makir ba shehich bas chamor olob, if you do recognize that it was mine, and then you acknowledge that this akum came from nowhere, he has no rights to it, then I don't have to intervene, because if it's a case where you don't know what's going on, so then you're like sitting back, like, what's going on here? Like, I have nothing to do with this, so I have to come in and explain what's going on with this akum. But if you know that it was mine, it came from my backyard, and in essence, by you being makirbo, that's being mode. In essence, you're being mode that it was my property, so the akum isn't coming because of me. He's coming because of you.
You don't know that. He's saying that he stole my donkey.
We're so right, but if he knew that it was a bas chamaro, that you know the chamaro was in my property and it was a child, but it was a donkey born to another donkey. Right. So then look what the Rashbam said, just to say this clearly. Rashbam says seven medium wide lines down, aval hikir ba v'chulei, lo mi baile lipsoso. In that case, if you recognize as the buyer that this is my donkey, I don't need to intervene here. The cave in the davar yaduhu. Everyone knows that this donkey came from my backyard. He's a robber. He was inappropriate. And I don't have to, as the mocha, have to intervene here. And it's your issue, not my issue. And it says Ravla even further. It's only true if he wasn't going after the donkey and the saddle. He's only going after the one of them. Because if he's really an onus, he'd take both. This case is going after the donkey. That gives some credence to his claim. So I have to intervene here. Aval onesle lididei ula ochbalo. If he says that donkey is mine and the saddle is mine also, that tells us he's going after everything. So I don't have to intervene here. He's just coming to take everything he wants from you, and I could stay out of the picture. But again, if he's going after the donkey alone and says, I don't care about the saddle, that's not mine, this donkey is mine, gives him some level of a taina, then I have to intervene and deal with the situation and not you. But then comes along a Meimar. Meimar says, Amar filu leka kolhani. Even without those different qualifications we mentioned above, lo. I never, ever have to intervene at all. My time, what's the reason? Because miyada yada, distam ovid kochavim anusu. Everybody knows that stam akum is anus. He steals, he bullies people into giving them their things. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Tillim, Asher PM diber shav, their mouth speaks shav, speaks false, v'yiminam yimin sheker, and everything they do is sheker. So you can't trust them. So no matter what type of qualifications, he's going for the donkey and not for the saddle, I don't care what type of limitations are going on here, I never have to intervene. If I sell and do my part, it's your issue, not my issue. And that is the shita of Ameimar. Now there's a machlokas, what exactly type of interventions needed on my behalf. Now according to Rashbam, it means I need to just deal with a guy, and if the guy ends up taking it, so that means I have to, or rather Toso says this, I need to pay you back the money. If the guy ends up taking it away, I have to be able to pay back the money if the guy is coming because it was stolen. But according to other Rishonim, they say, no, I need to try to buy it back from that guy to give you back that object. So one saying returning you back the money, other says try to return back the object, the donkey that you initially paid for.
Even if you accept the price and still have to pay it back?
Yeah, I'm unclear how far you have to go for that. That's also what the responsibility is. Okay. Varnal says towards the bottom of Mem Hey, the last eight lines of the two dots. Uman ein lo chazaka. A worker cannot have a chazaka. So if I give, you know, my shirt to be dry cleaned, and the dry cleaner can't say, oh, this is my shirt, start walking around my shirt, so he's not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba lo shanu elo shemasa lo be'edim. This is only true if I gave over my shirt, let's say, to the dry cleaning in front of Edim. My two Edim say, look, I'm giving the shirts over. So then he cannot create a chazaka. Aval masilo shlo be'edim. But if I give my shirts over and there are no edim, so then he is able to have a chazaka. Again, you have to understand, does it mean a worker can never have a shirt? He doesn't ever get a shirt? So it says, no, aval masilo shlo be'edim. If I give him over the shirts and there are no witnesses present, so he does get to create a chazaka. Why? What's the basis for his chazaka? Mitoch sheyachal lomar lo, since he could say, lo hayu dvar me'olam, I never had this, you never gave this shirt to me, he could deny everything, but instead he doesn't. So ki amar lei nami lekucha hi biyadi mehemen. So if he tells the truth and says, I bought it from you, then he's believed as well. That's only if there are no edim, because he's able to say that it never happened. But once there are edim that saw me give my shirt over to the dry cleaners, I can't deny never getting it. The edim saw. So that doesn't give me that option of lo hayu dvar me'olam. So since I don't have the option of lo hayu dvar me'olam, that also doesn't give strength to my claim that lekucha hi biyadi. So the way to protect your anything you give over to a uman or to any type of worker, you should always have edim there to protect your stuff or have a receipt. You know, that's why you have a receipt when you from the dry cleaning or anything else. You want to have that receipt. That's going to be proof that it's yours and not his. So Gemara says, now Amar Leah Abaye says, Ihach, if that's the case, afilu be'edim nami. So the edim as well. If I gave my shirt over to the dry cleaners in front of edim, so he should still be able to create a chazaka, because he still has a migo. What's his migo? He could say, Mitoch shiachal amar lo hichsartiv lecha, ki amar lecha, ki amar le lekucha hi biyadi mehemen. The dry cleaner said, I don't have it here. I gave it back to you. So since he could say that, but instead doesn't and says, I bought it from you, that should be a migo. He has the option of always denying, not having it anymore. He can't say, la yu medu amayolim, because the Adam saw that you gave them over to me. I can't deny ever having them. But I can say I return them back to you. But since he doesn't say I return them back to you, but instead he says I bought them from you, that should be amigo and let him have a chazaka. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rabba, Rabba says he cannot. He does not have that option of saying hichzartiv lecha. Why? Because Amar Le Rabba, Rabba says, Misavras, do we hold, going on to Mem Hei Mebeis, do we hold that Hamafkid Eitzel Chaveir Be'edim Eino Tzarech Lachzil Be'edim? Do we say that if I give money over to you, an object for you to watch in front of Edim, you don't have to return it back to me in front of Edim? No, lo sakadatik. No one ever thinks such a thing. The klal is, hamafkid eitzel chaveir beedim, tzarech lehachzel beedim. If I give you an object to watch, an object to fix for me in front of Edim, you must return it back to me in front of Edim as well. So you do not have the option of saying, hichzartiv lecha, I returned it back to you. And therefore, the uman has no migo and cannot create a chazaka whenever it was given over to the worker in front of Edim. He never could create a chazaka on this. Fine. The Gemara now asks the question, Meisive. Abaye asks the following question from a Braisa. Ra avdo biad uman. You see that my Evid Kanani is in the possession of some worker. Or taliso biad koves. Or my shirt is in the dry cleaners. So Omerlo, I say to the guy, ma tivo etzlecha. What exactly is my shirt doing or my Evid doing with you? So he says, what do you mean? Atamachartili, you sold it to me. Atanasatili, you gave it to me. It's b'matan, it's mine. So according to the Braisa, lo amaklum. It doesn't work. An uman cannot create a chazaka. That's not a good taina. So then the Gemara says, the Braisa says further, if he says to you, b'fanai amrislo l'mochro, v'lisno li, if you said in front of me, you said to him to sell it to me, b'matana, or give it to me as a gift, dvar kayamim, it works. So what's the difference? We're asking, what's the difference from the Reisha and the Seifa? Maishna Seifa. Why the Reisha, we say that Uman can't make such a taina? But the Seifa, he says it was unclear who the different parties are here. It's very unclear that you said it in front of me to give it to me. That's going to be a good matana. So what's going on in the Reisha? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Seifa biyotze mitachas yidei acher. The Seifa is a case where some other party, not the Uman, some other party has it. The Kamerle Acher, the other guy says, Bifanai Amrislo, in front of me, you said to the worker, the guy at the dry cleaners, Lemocho Vlitno Bimatana. So what happens is I give my shirt to the dry cleaners. I say, you know, I don't want this back. Afterwards, give it to my dear friend Reuven. Either sell it to him or give it to him. So now I see Reuven's wearing my shirt. I say, Reuven, what in the world is he doing with my shirt on? He says, what do you mean? In front of me, we were in that store, remember, with the dry cleaners here on West Broadway, and you told the guy to give it to me. So if you make such a claim, so Rabba says that's what the Sefer means. Then it works. Then that Acher can create a chazaka. What's the basis for this? Migo de Ibai Amarle Minach Zvante. Because Reuven could have said he bought it directly from me. He didn't though. He could have. And he could have had a good taina. So, Ki Amarle Nami Bifanai Amar Lo Lemochro Dvarv Koyamim Umeheman. So too when he says, in front of me I saw you tell the Uman to sell it to me, to give it to me. That gives his taina credit, strength, as well. So this is what the Braisa, that's the case of the Braisa. Again, the Reish is a case where I'm dealing directly with the Uman. Say, what are you doing with my shirt? Says that you gave it to me. The Uman can't create a chazaka. But another guy has my shirt. he says he got it from the Uman, from me, then he can create a chazaka because it's miga. So that's what the Braisa says. So what's the question? Katani Mias, what we could pull out of this Braisa is, the Reisha says, Ra, if I see that you have my talis, if I see that you have my Eved, so I could claim, what do you do with it? Hechidami, what's this case? The Gemara is developing further. If I have Edim that I gave you my talis, so then you should bring the Edim. Look at Rashi, says, you see Rashi, Rashbam, four wide lines down, he says, Edika Edim, Shemasalo, Lam Lira. If there are Edim that you gave it to him, so what's the need to see? Ha atu damis loshna el shemasalo veedim losha ra, losha lara. Sounds like if I simply see you with my Eved, so therefore, if I gave it to you with Edim in the first place, so then I don't need to have any further Raya here anymore. You will have to return it to me with Edim. So it can't be a case where there were Edim that were here. So again, do it one more time. Katana Mias Reisha. The Reisha says, Ra, if I saw you with my Eved rather, or my Talis, and the Gemara says, if it's a case of Eid Ika Eidim, Lamali Ra, Nisi Eidim Vinishka. Why does it have to be a case of where I saw it? If it's a case of Eidim, let me bring the Eidim that gave it to the object in the first place, and that Talis is mine. Ella must be Lav Dilek Eidim. It's a case where I gave you my Talis, I gave you my Eved without Eidim. V'chira miha tafis. And when I see you with my Edim, it's a good tefisa. I could take it back from you. But that's a question. Because we saw above that if I give it to the Uman without Edim, then he can create a chazaka. I can't just take it away from him. So if this is now a case where there are no Edim, I gave it to the dry cleaners without Edim, and I say, what are you doing with my talis? Give it back to me. So it sounds like I get it back. But why? Why can't the Uman create a chazaka? We said when there are no Edim, which we're saying the case is here now, if there are no Edim, an Uman can create a chazaka. But this Gemara says, if there are no Edim, if I see him with my talis, I could just take my talis back. He doesn't have the right for a chazaka. Just look at Rashbam, just to say that again. Clearly, Rashbam says around 10 wide lines down, he says, V'chi ra, osa, if I see you with my shirt, you're the dry cleaners, b'yad ha'uman, mia tafis la, I could take it back from you. Baal Bayis, I'm the owner of the Baal Bayis, Motziu Miyadu, I could take the shirt back. Alma, we see from here, Hecha Dera, when I see you with my shirt, Afilu Lo Maser Be'edim, even if I didn't give it to you with Edim in the first place, Lo Mehemen Uman, you are not trusted. The Kasha the Rabba, this is a Kasha for Rabba, because the Amar, Rabba holds, the Hecha the Maser Shalom Be'edim, when I give over my shirt without Edim, Lo Shna Ra, Lo Shna Lo Ra, whether I saw you or didn't see you, Mehemen Uman, the Uman, the worker, is believed. But this Braisa says that the Baal HaBayis is believed if there are no Edim. And that's the Kasha, that's the Meisive against Rabba. So the Gemara answers, lo, not true. Liolim de'ik Edim. Really, there are Edim. I gave the shirt over to you in front of Edim. V'hu de'ra. It's only if you saw it. So what does this mean? So he's making a about face right now. Initially, he said that if I gave the object over with Edim, so then it needs to be returned be'edim. Look what the Rashbam says. Lo li'olam. Lo li'olam hecha de'olam maser be'edim uman mehemen. If I gave it over my shirt to the dry cleaners without edim, then the trader, the workers believe. The dry cleaner gets to keep the shirt. Va'filu ra kidamin. And even if I see the guy the next day with my shirt on, too bad. If I didn't give edim, he could create a chazaka. But this Bryce is a case where there are Edim, Shem Basarlo. When I gave over the shirt, there were Edim there. The Gamura Talis Biado, and now I seem holding on to my talis now. The Cave and the Ikatarti, since there are two things, there's the Edim and then there's the Ra. I have Edim, I gave it over to him, and I see him with my shirt. Lo Matilach Zuke Be, Ulame Malakuch Hu Biadi. The dry cleaners can say that they bought it from me. Sharei b'toras pikadim baliyado, because we have Edim, I gave it over to them to watch or to work on, to clean. And migo leka lemeimar, he can't say migo, dehalomati lemeimar hechazar tivlecha, because he can't claim that he returned it. Sharei rono, so achshav biyado, because you're holding on to it right now. So you can't claim hechazarti, so the Uman has no claim anymore. So that's what he's saying here. Really, there are Edim, but who derah, and it's where I see that's in his possession. Right? So, right, earlier we said that if I gave it over to you with Edim, so then all I have to do is bring the Edim back that I gave you the object in the first place. What we're saying from here is I don't need to go that far. I don't need to bring the initial Edim. If I know how you ate Edim, and I see that you have my shirt right now, that Riyah is enough of a taina for me to get that shirt back. I don't need to schlep the other Edim. So it's Edim, initially they were Edim, and right now I see it, I get that back. So the Gemara says, V'ha atu damris, but aren't you the one who says, Amafkid Eitzel Chaveyo Be'edim Tzarech Lefaro Be'edim? Aren't you the one who says, you can't just take it back when you see the guy with your shirt, you need to bring Edim back that it was returned to you. So Amarle Hajabi said, I'm Chozer on that. I'm Chozer, you don't need to return the money back, you don't need to return the object back in front of Edim. If it was initially given by Edim, as long as I see you currently with it, that's enough of a taina for me to ask for my talus back.
So what's the example where there's a chazaka where he's not holding it? And he just said, he comes, he says, give me my shirt back, and
say it again, that
can the worker even claim a chazaka if he's not holding the shirt at that moment? He could just claim a chazaka when he's accused of not getting it back.
If I gave over a shirt without Edim, so then that he could have a chazaka in that case, right?
You gave a shirt with Edim,
right?
But here we said the difference is that he's actually holding the shirt when he's
correct.
Accusing others.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say he accuses him when he's not holding the shirt.
Right. So then you have no taina. I have no idea that he has it or not. He could claim that he gave it back to me. So
isn't
I say,
give. Isn't that obvious? Because then he can't even. I mean, there's no possibility of a chazaka because there's. What are you claiming?
Right. What are you asking from? Maybe the money. Perhaps the money. Like, I've been to the dry cleaners, I'm sure you guys also. I said, can I have my shirts back? He said, what do you mean? We gave it back to you already. I said, no, you didn't. I got the ticket here. He said, no, we gave it back to you. I said, those were
expensive. Well, the chazaka is only if he makes a claim that he has at that point.
Right.
He's saying, mine.
I guess.
He's not holding it. He says, that shirt, you sold it to me.
Right, I guess so. It's a good question. What's the case here? The object is not in sight, so what exactly are they debating about?
I guess if he comes over and says, where's my shirt? He says,
The
green one, you sold it to me. Even though it's not even there.
But once he agrees you sold it to me, that would sound like re'iyah. That sounds like that's in essence, even though you don't physically see it, but he's admitting that he has it in his property. But I guess since you don't see it, you can't make that taina. You only know it from him. You're asking,
only,
right?
Only when you actually see it.
It's a good question. It's a very good question. What's a case of Edim below Ria? That's the Shaila. They don't really explain this. They just said, the Rashbam simply says, if there are Edim that you gave it, I gave it over in the first place, and there's no Ria, so then I have no Taina. But you're asking, well, what are you Tainaing? So I said that. What I gave you last week, that object, I don't know where it is, or return it back to me. I guess that has to be the case. I guess so. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, Masiv Rava. Rava asks the following question. L'siyuye l'Rava, in order to support Rava's position, as follows. He says that Hanosen Talisa L'Uman, you give a talis to a worker, and Uman Amar Shtayim Katatzi, we made a deal, Katatzi Li, it's going to be $2. And Hala Amar Lo Katatzi L'Chalachas. No, it's only $1. You're changing the price on me. So Kozman, she had talis Biyad Uman, when the Uman's holding on to the talis. So Al Bahabayas Lahavi Raya. So I need to bring the proof that it was $1 as opposed to $2. Nasalo Bismano. So let's say he gives it back to me in the right time. The Uman returned it back to me in the proper time. So then now he wants the money. So Nishba Vinota. So now the Uman needs to take a Shavua, and it was $2. And if he takes a Shavua, then he'll collect $2. If it's a case of Alverzmano, let's say he returned the object, and some time passed, the regular time of paying, it was past his amount of paying, I was paid late. So then, Hamotzi Michaveir Alav Haraya, so now the Umani, the Shavua doesn't work anymore, for whatever reason that is, but the worker has to bring a proof that we had a deal of $2 and not $1. So that's the different stages, the different circumstances in that case of having a debate about what the price was at. So what's the case exactly here? Hey Chidami, Idik Edim Levi Edim, my comrade. If you had Edim who had observed and witnessed what our initial deal was, so bring the Edim. So obviously it wasn't a case of Edim, Elalav Deleka Edim. It must be a case where there are no Edim who witnessed what our initial deal was. Vikatani, and yet, even though there are no Edim, Uman Meheman. The Uman's believed. So we see, even though there's no Edim, then the Uman's believed. Migo the Abai, because he could have said, Amarle Lakucha Hibiadi. He could have said that I bought it. You have no claim. That's mine. I'm holding the shirt because it's mine. But since he's being honest and says, he's saying, Maminami Agre. He therefore is also believed to say what the price is, because he could have just taken the entire shirt away and you would have nothing. The fact that he's being an honest guy, that he's returning the object, but he says, you owe me $2 for this, that's what gives his taina some strength. So why is this akasha? Because we saw above, look at the Rashbam writes on the top of Mem Vav here, he says, V'katani uman meman. The workers believed the katani al bal habayis lahavi raya kiraba. That it's a proof that the habayis has to bring a proof. V'tiyufta d'abay d'amar lo meman hecha d'ra. A bias is earlier, just because you saw the guy wearing it is not enough of a proof. But Rabbah thought if you see it, it is enough of a proof. So therefore, it's a kasha against Abaye. So the Gemara says, no. Lo, li'olam d'leka edim v'hu d'lora. It's a case where there are no edim, and there's no ria here either. You don't see the object. And it says, Rashbam v'divri kol mem, and everybody agrees here. In this case, the Uman's believed, the Matzi Amar lo hayudvar me'olam. It never existed. What shirt? Well, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't see a thing. So if there is no Re'iyah, everybody agrees that Uman has the full Nemanus. The only debate is, if there was a Re'iyah, I see you wearing my shirt, it's right there. So that's the debate, whether or not we trust the Uman or not. But this case, again, is where there is no Re'iyah, and therefore the Uman has complete Nemanus. Let's go a few more lines to the Tudas, and we'll finish this topic. Gemara says, Masa Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Uman ain lo chazaka. An Uman cannot create a chazaka. So he's medayik. An Uman hud ain lo chazaka. Only a worker cannot create a chazaka. But ha'acher yesh lo chazaka. But another individual who is not a worker, inish ba'alma, just a regular person, can create a chazaka. So hey chidami, what's the case here? Idik edim acher ma yesh lo chazaka. If there are edim, I gave it over to you to watch, I gave it over to you, whatever reason it is. So then how do you create a chazakah when I gave you over an object? So again, it can't be a case where there are edim. El lav delek edim must be a case where there are no edim. And yet, even though there are no edim, Katani, the Mishnah says that Uman ain lo chazakah. An Uman cannot create a chazakah, he can never create a chazakah. And therefore it serves as a tiyuf to the Rabbah. Tiyuf to Rabbah clearly goes against the Mishnah, which Rabbah held that an Uman can have a chazakah when there are no Edim, but this Mishnah clearly is understood to mean that there is no chazakah for an Uman across the board. Okay, we'll stop here.
So again, it seems like it's only